Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our next guest's organization has been feeding orphaned kids around the world for 35 years using just your spare change and a plastic bank that resembles a bowl of rice. You may have seen one at a restaurant or convenience store. In fact, this year they provided 1.8 million meals to needy kids. But with the popularity of credit and debit cards, they recognized that their primary source of income may be in jeopardy. So what did they do? What does everybody do these days? They created an app, and it was recently named the Social Good App of the Year by Facebook. Dodd Caldwell is president of Rice Bowls, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Dodd, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks so much for having me.
Congratulations on this award from Facebook.
Oh, I appreciate it. That was definitely a great surprise to have a brand like Facebook recognize us.
Well, give us a little bit more of a history and overview of Rice Bowls.
Sure. We were actually started in 1980 in Spartanburg as a response at the time, actually, to a famine that was happening in Calcutta, India. And back in those days, we primarily worked with churches, sold these little plastic piggy banks in the shape of a bowl of rice, sold them at cost, and then organizations such as churches would send that to World Hunger. They would actually send those funds to wherever they wanted, as long as it was fighting world hunger. We changed up our business model in 2007. Now we actually give the bowls away for free, and we actually have partnerships with 54 orphanages in 8 different countries, and we fund 100% of their food budgets.
Talk about how this app then came to be developed and what exactly it does.
Yeah, sure. The app is called Hunger Crunch, and it's actually a video game. We kind of realized, hey, going into the next 5 to 10 years, people are using coins and dollar bills less and less. And really, a lot of our target market as far as the people who actually give us money are kids, because this little plastic piggy bank is a great way to teach kids an intangible concept like philanthropy and giving. It kind of makes it a little bit more tangible. So knowing that our target market was children, we wanted to say, hey, for good or bad, where are kids going to be more and more in the next 5 to 10 years? And that is in front of a screen, and a lot of times they're playing games. So it was a way to really engage with our current audience. This is kind of our first foray into that digital realm of, beginning to explore what does fundraising look like going into the digital age with kids.
And how do kids give you money through this app when I guess I would say probably most kids aren't walking around with an electronic wallet?
Yeah, exactly. The game is free to play on all devices. You can play it online, on iOS, any Apple device, Android, and actually on Kindle now. So if you're on Kindle, Amazon has a system set up where they actually give Rice Bowls money for every minute that is played inside of the game. In the iOS store, the Apple store, and through Android, it's free to play, but we have in-app purchases. So using their parents' iTunes account, whatever it may be, if they want to buy upgrades, different things that can help them score more points in the game, they can actually buy those things inside the game. But the game is free to play. They don't have to buy them, but they can.
And so then the parents do come into play here.
Exactly. I think probably, is usually the case. We have kids that do, little fundraising projects or whatever, and sometimes they may spend some of their allowance.
And you mentioned Kindle, and Amazon is sending some money your way through that. Does this mean that they are also posting ads on the app itself?
I believe it's before you play the game, they do throw up some ads for Amazon. It's kind of a new thing that we're testing out, and we kind of work with them to make sure these are kid-appropriate ads, but not during the actual gameplay. There's no ads.
Talk about the development of this app. Do you have web developers, app developers on staff?
We have, for Rice Bowls, an in-house director of design and branding, and he did most of the design for the game. We started off and we contracted out with a team of teenagers, actually 2 brothers in L.A., and they had built some games before. We contracted with them to get kind of the first working version of Hunger Crunch, and then we actually brought on, that was funded by another foundation, a full-time developer that helped us kind of get it from the initial working stage to the finished version.
Well, Dodd, congratulations again on the award from Facebook, and thank you for your time today.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Dodd Caldwell is president of Rice Bowls. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Spartanburg, South Carolina. His organization recently received the Social Good App of the Year award from Facebook, and we will have a link posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.